They'll never get out of paradise alive. But she's gone. She's an ocean away, and what is she dreaming? Sweet Christ, you are lovely, over and over. Tonight I can nearly taste it. Track of your hopscotch, your quicksilver trace in my mind. Rye bracketed giggle that triggers an ache at the core. And over, new sister and stranger, your born again flow on my tongue. Why aren't you here? So I'll cook some thump and witness, raise a bumper car in the dictionary, make up a real life us at play in the garden of words. Remember? Those perfect conversations with their lazy clarity uncoiling, skin still homing to skin, confederate across a room full of chatter, and fit of a life to a lifetime, sedulous, incredulous, and okay, downright smug as we basked around the block, two nerds in a blurt of summer. Doesn't anybody know, we ask, not about us, about acres of luminous storefronts, camouflaged as storefronts, the sky in drag as sky, as blue as itself, and free for the taking, all dirt and secrets of newly indigenous earth. Plus our non-stop gut bucket grins, heaven con carne. Hot potato mama, got you in my mouth all night. Absentee lady, land a living, I could pay my rent all year and still owe dues. Some kind of stunt and wonders, hocus focus, hot cross, nerve ends. Come on, nice lady, we ain't got all lifetime. Indefatigably adored one, pleased to appear on the sheet right now, called up by succulent, shrink-wrapped, wholly refundable me. So that was just a selection from Dennis Lee's Riffs, published by Brick Books. You can get it at the bookstore and keep it all for yourself if you want to. Thanks for listening to Audio Text today. As always, I'll be back with some more kind of spoken word style stuff, a little bit away from the academic next week. Maybe I'll trick you and bring something else. It's always a little different here on Audio Text, and I appreciate your listening. If you want to podcast the show, you can do that at citr.ca. And if you want to email me for any reason, I do really like love letters. That's my favorite thing to get in the mail. Please do email me at audiotextcitr@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
You don't have a That right there is the first song of the newest re-release of the Gruesomes called Hey! With an exclamation mark. Or is it exclamation point? Anyways, think about it. Yeah, that's the deal. The song is Thanks for Nothing. And I'm reading the liner notes from this new re-release. And it says that this was originally recorded in Montreal in 89. And then it says that when it was released, they had reached their early 20s. So really, in 89, I was anywhere from 18 and a half to 19. And so these guys really weren't much older than me. Can you imagine? I don't know. They were like early. They were young. They were doing this at an early age while I was just still a baby trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And so kudos for those guys, to those guys. But the Gruesomes out of Montreal. Yes. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it is where Canadian music is played from 6:30 until 8. I'm your host, Anita B., and I'm happy to be here. I alternate this show with Spike. His show is called, I think, The Canadian Way. The two of us do Canadian music. So every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8, that's what you'll hear. It's nice out. It is. But it's been really weirdly hazy. Has anyone noticed that? It's like a disconcerting, slightly foreboding kind of sun. I don't know that I'm liking the sun. It's odd. And I've heard rumors about it being like sort of the, as a result of the fires up in the Lillooette area. So I don't know how true that is or what. But, I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to complain, but I suppose I'm vaguely complaining. Whatever. Okay, so Canadian music. Let's move on and hear some more of that. Hayden has a new album out. It's called The Place Where We Lived. And Hayden had been a part of my life for so long in my, you know, formative musical years, being really the mid-90s. When I say formative musical years, I mean sort of when I got right into indie rock, if that makes any sense. When I was in high school and whatever, I was totally, in grade school too, totally into music. But it was more of a mainstream kind of stuff, I suppose. I was never a full-on mainstream kid. I always liked relatively different kind of music. But anyways, Hayden was up there for me as one of the earlier members of the kinds of music I like, and he's out of Scarborough originally. That's where his first album called Everything I Longed For, I think it was, something like that. I think he was living in his parents' Scarborough basement at the time, and probably he's still in Montreal is my best guess. Or sorry, I meant to say Toronto. So we're going to hear something from this new album again, The Place Where We Lived. How about we hear the song, Hey, Oh, Lovely. Hayden has a tendency to really pull at your heartstrings. So as I'm reading these songs, Let's Break Up. Or Dilapidated Heart. Or When the Night Came and Took Us. They all sound so intriguing. How about we try? We'll try Let's Break Up, which is song number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, so song 6, which is called Let's Break Up, we'll give this one a whirl, and if I'm really loving it, maybe we'll move on to like When the Night Came and Took Us, because that sounds fascinating and interesting, I think. He has a way with words, definitely. This is Hayden, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM. I need to make some plans.
have to take so long in the dark? We face ourselves alone, asleep or awake, abroad or at home. Heartless, 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 where'd you hide your heart? In the dark, the darkest darkness, I am coming apart in the dark. This is how it feels to be under your thumb, to be under your wheel, to be under your thumb, to be under your wheel.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and Val is in the house. We are talking about Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis, which is after this one. Her show runs from 8 until 10, so that's good. So she's here, and we just heard some new stuff from Joel Plaskett, and we were actually just discussing Joel Plaskett and how, I guess you could say, musically diverse he is. This new CD is called Three, and it's that because it consists of three CDs, like three full CDs. And I actually put the first song on, and it just sounded a little too Highlands-y, folky for my taste, so I just had to take it off. And then I put on another song, obviously, and it was a very slow downer song. But there are other songs on this CD that, I mean, it really does run the gamut. There's others that are definitely way more upbeat and catchy and poppy. So whatever. That was Joel Plaskett, who used to be one of the front men of Thrush Hermit back in the day. I love, love, love Thrush Hermit. Ooh, maybe I'll play some Thrush Hermit. Maybe I'll play some Thrush Hermit now. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to hear some Thrush Hermit. Yes. Okay. So here I go. This is college radio, so I can just take my headphones off, walk over here, get my case of CDs, because I'm old school, because I walk around the case of CDs like a dweeb. Yes. And we're going to hear some, that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear some Thrush Hermit next. But anyways, let's find out what we listened to prior to this. Prior to Joel Plaskett, heard the Pink Mountaintops, that's the Vancouver band, with their song, The Gayest of Sunbeams. I mean, I couldn't resist that title of the song, The Gayest of Sunbeams. Love it. And the song is really, really good. So yay. And then before the new Pink Mountaintops album, Outside Love, we heard Hayden with the song Let's Break Up from his new album, The Place Where We Lived. There you go. Yeah, my name is Anita B, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where you listen to Canadian music here at the station. I'm here until 8, and like I said, we're going to hear some Thrush Hermit. So, Thrush Hermit, if you don't know anything about them, let me tell you, as I'm fidgeting and moving around, Thrush Hermit were formed back in, I'm thinking, as early as 92, possibly 93, in Halifax, well, or some little town across, I don't know, a bridge from Halifax or something. I forget what it's called. But anyways, in the Halifax area. And they were in junior high at the time. Good God, huh? And I do believe their first EP was called Smart Bomb. And Pink is the Color was their first kind of hit song in the, you know, the, well, I say hit as in the indie circuits. In indie circuit. They became pretty huge on a national level in the indie rock scene, particularly in the Halifax music scene, which was massive in the mid-90s, part of the whole Sub Pop Murder Records deal there. Kind of right after the Seattle scene pretty much died down, they needed, you know, a new locale, a new thing going on, and a lot of eyes turned east to Halifax. And anyways, I have two CDs in my possession at the time right now, and I've got Clayton Park and Sweet Home Wrecker. Sweet Home Wrecker was the first album that they did. Actually, the first and only major label record Thrush Hermit did. And then they moved on to Sonic Onion after that. So I think... it's all so good. We are going to hear... Oh, My Soul. Yes, that's what we're going to hear. From Clayton Park, from their 1998 Sonic Onion release, we're going to hear Oh, My Soul. Yeah. And you can't not love Thrush Hermit. Well, you can. And if you don't love them, then there's something wrong with you. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Song number 9 is what we're going to hear now. Let me just double check. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, and if you are an aspiring... band member and you're into to doing the graphic stuff, graphic design for your CD cover, then little suggestion is just a little suggestion, number the songs, because for DJs like me it's just much easier than having to count out loud on air, but whatever. Okay, here we go. This here is Thrush Hermit and Oh My Soul from Clayton Park.
I'm not lying. keeps beating like a hammer.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me and Saul. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The vision of the copper lady along the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between.
This here is one of my new favorite albums. It is Circle Square. It's new. It's songs about dancing and drugs. And it features Jeremy Shaw. Jeremy Shaw wrote this album. And he is originally from Vancouver, but now lives in Berlin. So how interesting is that? The song we heard is Bombs Away, Away. And before that, we heard Metric, and I really like that song as well. It's awesome. It's Help, I'm Alive from their new album, Fantasies. And Thrush Hermit was in there before that with Oh My Soul from their 98 Sonic Onion album, Clayton Park. My name is, my name is Anita B. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where we listen to Canadian music for an hour and a half until 8 o'clock. So we have right here, and I say we, I mean you and I. I'm the only one here, but, you know, it's a team event. We have Andrew Vincent coming on right now. He has a new album out. It is called Rotten Pear, and Andrew hails from Ottawa. And we're going to hear the song... how about Under Your Thumb, which is song number 7, which he so kindly and considerately labeled all of his songs with numbers. Song number 7, Under Your Thumb. This right here, as I mentioned, is Andrew Vincent, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Just wanna taste blood in my mind.
That right there is, as I mentioned, new Andrew Vincent, and we actually got a request for...
You know this guy, I think.
Hey, check this out. Neil Young. I've got it up. This is the song Helpless, and it's live, and this goes out to Tyson. So hopefully, Tyson, you enjoy this. And yeah, here's Neil Young.
I just want to say before I start that it's one of the pleasures of my life to be able to be on this stage with these people tonight. They got it now, Robbie. The sky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know if the gears connect or.
Clock CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago!
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Thank you.
right. That right there is the famous Eric's Trip with the song Stow from their album Love Terra. This was released back on, well, let's see, back in maybe 93 on Sub Pop is my guess. Yeah, look at that. 1993 Sub Pop. Oh my God. Back in the day. 16 years ago. Can anyone else share the confusion and shock when I say 16 years ago is 1993? Life goes on. Okay, that was Eric's Trip. Before that, we heard something new and something that sounded incredibly like The Jam. The Transmitters, they have a new album out. It's called Busy Singles. And the song we heard was Are You Gonna Take Me? I'm like, wow, why do they sound so familiar? And then I was like, well, they sound like The Jam. And then I was like, well, then, but they also sound like Duotang. But then I'm like, well, Duotang sound like The Jam. So anyways, it's part of that whole sort of modish, modesque scene, I guess. And then before The Transmitters, we heard a combination, the band and Neil Young, doing a version of Helpless live. And that was a request for Tyson. And Tyson has filled me in on something interesting, and I'm sharing it with you guys. And that is that, I'm going to read you the headline here. Canadian bid to break biggest guitar ensemble record fails. How sad. Then it says, what do you call it when 1,623 electric guitarists simultaneously jam on Neil Young's Helpless? And the answer is a disappointment. Aww. I'll basically read you the gist of it if you would like here. And basically, this was only posted like yesterday. And it says, a bid to break the Guinness World Record for largest guitar ensemble fell short this weekend when only 1,623 axe wielders, which is 179 shy of the record, showed up for a Luminato Festival event in Toronto. Although a line of enthusiastic participants had earlier wrapped around the block and registrars were signing up some 25 people per minute, the attempt was deemed a failure shortly after 5:03 p.m., Guinness judge Carlos Martinez, a Spaniard flown in from New York City, made the official announcement. The current record for electric guitar ensemble is held by the German town of Leinfelden-Echterdingen, where 1,802 people played Deep Purple Smoke on the Water back in 07. That's funny. Okay, Helpless was selected for the Luminato event in an online poll, and more than 3,000 people downloaded the song's tablature, but just over half that number turned up at Young-Douglas Square, even after organizers appealed for attendees to call in reinforcements with their mobile phones. Only 6 or 12 string guitars were accepted, and once guitarists entered the fenced-in perimeter, they were not allowed to leave, so they trapped them in, I take it. Despite their Guinness ineligibility, the 1,623-member ensemble did play Helpless, yelling and hoisting their guitars into the air at its conclusion. And Torontonians have high hopes for next month, when a different group intends to assemble at least 919 saxophonists in a record-breaking rendition of the Canadian National Anthem. Well, I'll tell you, that one doesn't sound one-tenth as interesting as the Neil Young Helpless version. 919 saxophonists doing the Canadian National Anthem? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not going to bother with that. But anyways, thanks again, Tyson, for heads up on that one. Yeah, I had no clue. Look at that. I don't know why I'm not up on my music news. You'd think I'd have some clue, and I do a show on Canadian music. So thank you. And if you do have anything you'd like to contribute or want to request, please call the station here at 822-2487. The number again is 604-UBC-CITR, which is 822-2487. And yeah, if I can find it, and if it's good in my books, you know, I'm not going to play crap, really. It's my show. So. So there shall be no Jan Arden. There shall be no I Mother Earth. There will be no Tragically Hip or anything of that sort, because I just don't like them. And I'm sorry if you do, but this is not the show to listen to then. And you know, I know a lot of you like the Rheostatics, but I don't. So there you go. Any other bands I want to shoot down? Okay, but I'm not going to shoot down this next band. I'm talking about Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. They are out of Toronto. Sadly, they are no longer one out of three of them, sadly, is no longer with us. And I do believe it was the bass player. Well, there was a bass player, a drummer, and a guitar player. So I have a 33% chance. It was one of the stringed players. I could picture him too. I think he was the redhead guy. Anyways, he died maybe about 4 years ago, maybe. Maybe already 5 years ago. Maybe three. Somewhere like that. Sadly, he died of cancer. And I was really upset. That was the end of an era. Of course, we all think of Kids in the Hall when we hear this song. And I hope you enjoy it. Let's see that I have it queued up correctly. Having an Average Weekend. You gotta love Kids in the Hall. Gotta love them. We should get those out, actually. That was one of the first TV shows we had bought on, like in a box set. Or, well, I guess a box set. But, yeah, gotta review those. And actually, I've always been talking about renaming this show The Chicken Lady Show. So maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I'm not crazy about the Sam Squanch's Hideaway anymore. But hey, if you have any suggestions, call me here at 822-2487. My name is Anita B. My show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. There you go. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM on the campus here at UBC in Vancouver. This here is Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
right to say you something.
Twisting hands and not denied demands that if I'm given time, an experiment of cells.
Emptiness was insufficient, causing a blurred emission.
Professional style, the talent to present an unusual collection of unnatural connections.
To halt with time, we'll amplify a matter of time to say, right to say, accuse of being.
Twisting my hand, denying my demands, how was I to foresee the position where I now stand?
What kind of way of logic, circumstances only tragic.
Rain.
Up my core frozen.
Rain, rain.
What's that in the way of logic?
Circumstances only tragic.
Rain, rain.
The mirror fogs up my core frozen.
She's won a Juno, been shortlisted for the Polaris Prize, and is a founding member of one of the most legendary bands in Canadian indie rock history. Oh, and her new record? It's pretty amazing. On Sunday, June 14th, AMS Events and CITR present Julie Doiron. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9 p.m., tickets available at Ticketweb, Red Cat, Zulu, and Outpost. Or buy tickets online at www.ticketweb.ca. Julie Doiron, the special guest from Halifax, Dog Day. Sunday, June 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM and AMS Events.
Walk with a hand out your back, and you walk with your hand in my back pocket.
Princess told me a secret, but I don't know what she said.
We'll be right back.
That right there, of course, is Cub from their 1996 Mint release, Box of Hair. We heard Loaded. And Lisa Marr, I do think she's still in L.A. doing her thing, which was, I last remember, the Lisa Marr experiment, I think. And also Robin Iwata, I think is probably, last I heard, was in San Francisco. Yeah. And then the drummer, of course, Lisa G, is maybe around town. I don't know. Maybe she's listening right now. And then before Lisa G, there was the drummer, Valeria, but yeah, who owned a candy shop, here actually in the very western part of, the city, which I guess is like Point Grey, very close to UBC really. And I think it burned down a few years ago, but, anyways, that was Cub. And I like that song a lot. We haven't listened to Cub in a while, have we? Anyways, before Cub, we heard something very new from a very new hot local band called Adjective. They happen to be gracing the cover of the Georgia Strait right now. So if you want to know what they look like, there you go. And read all about them. Check out the latest edition of the Georgia Strait. We heard the song Profession. And they are a co-ed band. They are 2 and 2. And then before that, we heard Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, who, of course, hailed from Toronto. The song was Having an Average Weekend, which was, of course, the theme song to none other than Kids in the Hall. Love it. Anyways, you can find that song on, I do believe it's the 1989 release, Savvy Showstoppers. In 10 more minutes comes Val. Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And then from 10 until 11, the show Sexy in Van City is on, and that is hosted by Caroline M. I have 10 more minutes, so I think that's pretty much it for hearing my voice. I will be back in 2 weeks, from 6:30 until 8. Next week you have Spike with his show, The Canadian Way. And so we have a few more songs. This coming up is something from Ashtray Boy from the album The Euro. We're going to hear the song H2O Conversations. And this is a band who lived in Vancouver for a while. I think they were originally either from Australia or had lived in Australia for a while. I tried to figure them out at one point, and they, I think, are a couple. So they consist of R. Lee and Carla B. Lee. And if they're not in Vancouver now, which I don't think they are, they're elsewhere. I think they live in San Francisco for a while. But anyways, they're a really good band, and I hope you enjoy them. This here is Ashtray Boy. My name, by the way, is Anita B., and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Down the road, piece away from town. We're down the road, piece away from town. Down the road, piece away from town, where roads are dirt and sand can be found. On an island overrun by birds, on a mountain where cows are grazing herds. I tell you about the loud words, I think of turtles, crocodiles, and insects too, when I'm having conversations underwater with you. Cause of Manta, while I whip the maritime my lantern. We swam a day and we slept a night. We were chasing our flaring mate's delight. Solid foam day, shit, 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 shit
you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?